Episode 1407, there's even more to love.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It's a brand new weekend. Yes, it is Saturday. That means it's Relationship Builders Day. Are you ready to work on building a strong foundation in your marriage? There's even more to love. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, before we dive in too deep, I have to give a huge shout out to my sister. It is her birthday. Happy birthday, girl. I love you. I hope you are having fun in Hawaii. I wish I was there. Yes, it would be fun. Well, maybe we'll come and visit. Love you. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, I had to get that done and off because you know what? There's something special about sisters and I only have one. God gave me a wonderful one. And unfortunately, she's in Hawaii without me. Doesn't seem very fair. But anyway, let's get into relationships. How do we build our marriage a strong foundation? Every single day gives us challenges. And I know for me with the holidays, there's a lot going on. And this year we're experiencing a lot of other things. We have two of our oldest children are actually away at college. And so they are actually having to come home for the first time in a different state to a brand new home that they really haven't lived in, more so visited than actually having, you know, placed their roots here. Because, you know, we haven't even been here a year. And so there's a lot of new stuff happening. Sometimes when deadlines and duties get priority, there's even more to love. Love isn't about what you get, but what's given. Our days can be filled too much with responsibilities. You know it. I'm sure you're living it. Before we know it, the day is coming to a close and we can't remember the last thing we did with our sweetheart. A welcome hug and a kiss, a tender conversation about the day, enjoying some good food and lots of laughter. Love takes action, which requires us to make it a responsibility, meaning we have to take effort in on it every single day, or otherwise what? Well, you know, it just kind of happens. The day escapes you and love isn't a priority. Soon all you have are two people under one roof, taking up space in the same house. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun too. Sign me up. Not so much. We don't want that kind of relationship. But if you are honest with yourself, a lot of us lead that type of a marriage. We lead that life with our sweetheart. And it's just because we get caught up in our deadlines and our duties. And not that our responsibilities are not important. They are. But our responsibility to our marriage is even a greater importance. Well, if it's not, it really should be. So you don't want to let the deadlines and duties wreak havoc on your marriage. Make time even in the middle of the deadlines and duties. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Make time for each other. In the middle, that mess that you're in, the stuff that you've got to get done, yeah, it's a messy place to be. And for me, I find myself there more often than not. Plus, as I just mentioned with the holidays, duties are my middle name. Now I can hear my boys already cackling. Duties, Mom, you said duty. Okay, that's for another episode. But let me share kind of a situation that happened. It's a good situation, but one I think we can all learn from. I know for me, it stopped me in my tracks. As I was preparing for the family and friends to visit this weekend, they're actually coming in. Yes, they're arriving today. As you're listening to this, I'm so excited. We have my daughter's boyfriend coming in and he's flying in. So we're going to pick him up. And then my son comes on Sunday. Oh my goodness, this house is going to be bustling. I already told you about the grand dog. Oh yeah, the grand dog is having so much fun. We already had to buy him a stuffed animal. Okay, too much of attachment. I can't imagine when I have grandchildren, but that's another episode. So in preparation for the family and friends coming, it was all about running the errands and cleaning the house and shopping for last minute items. You know, you think you made your list and checked it twice and you went over it a third time and a fourth time and you still forgot something. Yeah, that's me, unfortunately, but That's called life. And so I just felt like I was buried more in the messy middle. My husband even had the day off and my daughter was home from school. She'd already arrived and she's been here with us for a couple days. And I wanted her, you know, to kind of chill out. She's had some stress and I don't feel like she always has to help me, yet she's always willing to. And so that left me, what, behind the vacuum cleaner with the disinfectant. Now, it wasn't their fault. There was much to do. And, you know, preparation, maybe I go a little overboard. I'm kind of a cross right now between Thanksgiving and Christmas. My tree's up, only lights on. I haven't actually put the ornaments up. So it looks pretty, and it's just all solid white lights. It's gorgeous, and I can't wait to decorate it. But I didn't want to lose the spirit of the fall, and I like to bring that part in it too. So it's kind of a cross thing. So it's been a little bit wild, and plus, I don't know where anything is in my house. When we moved here, we had to put the kids in school immediately. So literally within 2.5 days of the movers being here, I was hauling boxes one way or the other, and I'm still finding things that I have packed going, oh, I had no idea I put it in that box. But I guess it makes for fun surprises. So I get that my preparation might be a little, well, type A, and I want everything perfect. So I really want them just to kind of chill out, no big deal. And my husband works really hard. And I thought, why make him work? He doesn't need to. I can do it. And the other kiddos that are home can help me somewhat. Well, the one thing I wished is that I had more time because I was drowning in the messy middle. I thought I had planned out my schedule. Oh, no, 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 no. The clock's little hand sped up, leaving little time for me to chill with the family. At one point, my husband comes in the middle of my cleaning. He doesn't say a word. I'm like, oh, no, I'm in trouble. He simply walks up to me and gives me a huge bear hug. This tired, sweaty wife and mom stood there with the first thought, I have too much to do. What are you doing? Like, you know, you're stopping me. You're slowing me down. I'm being honest here. And then the other part of me, after a deep breath, thought, there's even more to love about him. The hug gave my spirit and heart a refreshment to power through another hour or two or three of work. You don't need a date to create moments with your lover. You don't need to go buy something to have your heart melt in awe. You don't need time alone to be loved beyond your responsibilities. You need a heart looking for an opportunity to serve in the middle of the deadlines and duties. Where are you serving your sweetheart today? Maybe they're preparing stuff for the weekend. I don't know what's going on. I know my children, all of them, they get a week off for Thanksgiving break. This is the first time we've ever had that. Most of the time we only get like Thanksgiving Day and that Friday, and sometimes we'll get a half a day on Wednesday. And I just love the idea that we get to spend the whole time together as a family. And I'm really looking forward to it. And it's already started. Of course, my daughter's here and a few minutes, my daughter's boyfriend will be arriving too, and then soon to be my son 24 hours after that. So a lot is happening in the household, a lot of smiles, a lot of fun energy. But in all of this stuff and in all the preparation, we still have to make time to what? To serve our spouse. There's even more to love when you're in the middle of the mess, when you're in the middle of the duties and the deadlines. So how can you serve your spouse and make time for each other in the middle? That's what I really want you to reflect on today. You know, with Thanksgiving happening, and whether or not you're here in the United States celebrating Thanksgiving with us, if you're in another country, hey, join in on our celebration. I don't think there's a better celebration than Thanksgiving, being grateful, having gratitude. It just expands your heart when you really look at your blessings. And I know we all have our own hiccups in our lives. We all have our own mountains to climb. And they're not all the same. And they're not to be compared because we're all on a different journey. But one thing that I know is true that we all long for is love. The connection. And we want to feel that intimacy with someone so special. So this Thanksgiving, this next week, between now and when Thanksgiving comes, and eventually it goes, but then it drifts into what? We're going to hit the next holiday season, which is Christmas into the new year. I want you really to reflect on, how can I serve my spouse? How can I serve my husband? How can I serve my wife? I want to make time in the middle of the deadlines. What does that look like for you? Because when you make your marriage a priority, I promise you things in your marriage will shift. And it also shifts your heart. You're not so much attached to the outcome of your deadlines. Because honestly, we are, right? Our deadlines are there for a reason. Deadlines bring what? Results. If we keep living for results, we miss what's important. And that important part is in the middle. That messy middle. That journey. So how can you serve your spouse? If you are one who's going, well, I know I want to serve, but I can't go there. I don't know. I don't understand. I'm a little confused. I get it. I sometimes ask some really deep things. I was having a conversation with my son just yesterday, and I said, we were talking, and this is my little G-man who is in eighth grade, and he's like, Mom, that's a deep one. He goes, I don't know if I can think that deep right now. I had to laugh and giggle a little bit, because I do tend to say, okay, let's go a little bit below the surface level here. We're not just thinking, oh yeah, hey, I love you. Have a great day. No, how can you go beyond that? That's an easy life to live. You weren't created for easy. You were created for purpose. If you're one who's looking for purpose in your marriage, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I would love to serve you by offering you a free gift. It's a coaching call with me. Let's dive into where you are in your marriage, how your relationship is building a strong foundation, what you can tweak, what needs to be changed, some strategies and tools you can implement. Click on that link, and that will begin our conversation. The question remains, how can you serve your husband and make time for each other in the middle of the deadlines and duties? I know you got this answer. You may have a few answers. So think hard. Maybe it is a bear hug. Maybe it's just, you know, surprising him. Who knows? You can come up with something cool. But think about it. There's even more to love in the middle of the mess. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.